Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
We are live on call. The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. And this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Kick this segment off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She's been on for a number of years a synthetic thyroid medication. I think it's called Synthroid.
Synthroid, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And about the last 5-6 years, she's gained some weight. And we're getting on back on track on eating healthy and want to get in touch with your organization and really help all that. But and she doesn't overeat. I know that for a fact. So how much of that could be due to the thyroid medication, and what's a healthier alternative for her to be on?
Well, there's several things. Unfortunately, one of the best medications that was out there, it's from a natural source, was called Armour Thyroid. But unfortunately, the FDA is now taking it off the market, and it's no longer available. I mean, only if pharmacies have some extra stock, but doctors really aren't writing scripts for it anymore because you can't get it. So we have to kind of move forward with it. Now, when you're dealing with hypothyroidism, which, you know, I'm assuming she has, right? You said slow thyroid, right?
Well,
it was too low or was too fast?
I guess she had an overactive thyroid because years ago, all I remembered is she had a choice of either like a surgery
to remove
part of it or to take a radioactive pill something like that to kill part of it. And that's what she opted to do. So
she took the pill to kill it, right?
Yeah.
So now she's taking Synthroid just to function. All right.
Yeah.
That's hyperthyroidism. So that's an overactive, fast thyroid is what she was dealing with.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a second on what to do. Now, the thyroid gland, the fact that she had taken the radioactive iodine, the pill, which actually goes in and shuts down the thyroid, and she's taking Synthroid, she still needs to take – now, there's a difference between radioactive iodine that she took and iodine, which is a trace element. Totally, they're different. I mean, they're in the same family, but they function differently in the body. Iodine is something that helps the thyroid gland function. However, even though her thyroid gland is not really – I mean, it killed it by taking the pill. You still want to take some amount of iodine because it will help the other processes in the body that otherwise would have used any of the thyroid hormone that would be going through the body. Okay? So
Okay. The
way to do it, just to test and see if her body needs iodine, it's a little self-test you can do at home. Take a drop of iodine, which is a purple or reddish color, put it on her skin, and it will turn a yellow-orangish color. When that goes away, watch the timer on it. If it happens within about 3 hours, then she's lacking organic iodine. She can do about 5 to 6 drops a day. Do it in the afternoon. She wants to do it away from the time that she takes her medication, which, you know, she takes medication in the morning. So she'll want to take the iodine in the afternoon. Tyrosine is an amino acid, which is basically a protein. It's an amino acid that helps support thyroid function in the body. It would be great for her to take that in coconut oil.
Okay, so, what is it called again, pyrazine?
No, tyrosine. Tyrosine is an amino acid. You can get it at any health food store. Very cheap, very inexpensive, but powerful. Now, it's a very delicate thing. So the endocrinologist that she's working with or primary care physician, whomever she's seeing, needs to be aware of what you're wanting to do and what we're talking about. Just run it by them because they need to be hands-on. This is not something I just throw some recommendations to you and say, hey, this would be really good to do, and you just go wing it on your own. Definitely need to be with a physician on this one and just let them monitor it because the blood work needs to be done probably on a monthly basis as you go through this to see exactly where she stands. We get started with that. Let me know how things are going. You can shoot me an email at drasa.com or give me a call back here on the show. Thanks for the call, Mike. Questions about your health, 888 283 7272. You're listening to Dr. Teresa on call. Let's go to Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. My daughter is in her last trimester of pregnancy, and she's 24 years old. She's African-American, but she's starting to develop stretch marks on her buttocks and on her thighs, and they're really dark. What can we do to help that?
Okay, several things you can do for the stretch marks to help eliminate those. What she'll want to do, she'll want to add in internally, I mean, what she'll take is 2 tablespoons a day of cod liver oil. Actually, do 1 tablespoon a day of cod liver oil with where she is in her pregnancy would be the best. And it's going to be great for 2 things. It's going to help support her endocrine system. It's also going to help support just the basic things like skin, hair, and nails. But it's also going to transfer the cod liver oil, the omega-3s, the vitamin A and vitamin D, see, is now going to go into the baby. Because whatever she puts in her body goes into the baby. And so you want cod liver oil to go in there because the omega-3s are so good for the brain development of that child. But also for the stretch marks and things that she's dealing with, it will help her tremendously with what she's, you know, with those issues. Now, externally, what she can rub on the outside of her skin to keep her skin more pliable and not be getting the stretch marks as much is vitamin E. Now, rather than doing like a lotion or an oil, she'll actually need to take, it's good to take the little gel caps that contain vitamin E, crack them open, and she can rub that on the skin as an oil, and that's direct vitamin E. About 70% of what we put on our skin absorbs into the skin, into the bloodstream. And so that's going to help her out quite a bit. Get started with that. Let me know how it goes, okay? Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to David. Hi, David. What's up? How can I help, my friend?
Good evening, doctor.
Good to talk with you.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. What's up?
Okay. Back in mid-July, I had a diagnosis of pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm.
It was my enzymes were elevated slightly, but I was sick enough that they had to take me to the hospital by ambulance. They did the 3-day no eating and all of that, and then after I finished the 3-day fast, I went back to the doctor and did another blood test, and everything was normal. I've had that done several times since then, and it's always came back normal, but I keep getting these bouts of nausea and stomach pain and some muscle pain right between my shoulder blades. The shoulder blade muscle pain lasted about 4 days, almost nonstop, and it quit about 2 days ago. So I don't know where I'm at with this thing.
Are you having any pain underneath your rib cage down on the left side?
I had a little. Well, that's where the pain started. That's what got me into the hospital to start with. I haven't been having any of that repeated. But I am having the nausea that goes with it.
Okay, and you've had all the tests done, and this is what they told you. They said pancreatitis.
Right. They said that the pancreatitis does not appear to be there anymore.
So it was there, now it's not, but you're still having some residual pain and some nausea. The nausea, is it come after a meal, before a meal, or is it just kind of all the time?
It just shows up periodically. I don't seem to be able to relate it to anything.
Okay. Tell you what, we're going to this commercial break, and we'll talk a little bit about pancreatitis when we come out of it. Pancreatitis is a real challenge. Now, the fact that it's gone, but you're still having symptoms, is that's something to look at. I think you could have some issues possibly with your gallbladder. You could also have some issues with different stomach acids, such as hydrochloric acid, not having enough. But let's get into it. I've got a couple questions that I want to ask you when we come out of this commercial break. So hang tight and don't go anywhere. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Oh,
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, we're talking with David. David's been dealing with pancreatitis, but now it's gone away and it leaves him with some generalized nausea in the stomach, and you're wondering what's going on. Also some pain between your shoulder blades. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, the nausea is just kind of there, right? It doesn't matter whether you eat or not. It just kind of comes and goes and does its own thing. Does it make it where you can't eat?
Well, no, not really. I mean, but it's been severe enough that I have, on two occasions, had to take the medication because of the nausea.
Which medication?
I don't have it here. Okay. It was issued at the time that I went to the emergency room.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's do this. There's what's called a pH scale, and you can actually go and get the pH paper. You can order it online, but if you look up pH online, you'll be able to find it, or you can go to a health food store and get this little bit of roll of paper. And the paper actually will show you, you put it in your tongue, and the saliva will change the color of the paper, and it can go one way or the other from range technically 1 to 14, but it'll show you from about 5 all the way till about 8.5 or 9. Now, the range is that 6.8 to 7.2 is normal. That's your normal range. Anything below 6.8, you're considered, your body is considered to be in more of an acid or an acidic state. It means that your body is not processing foods as well as it needs to. And, of course, it can lean itself to more conditions like cancer. It can lean itself toward issues of robbing, like fatigue, robbing your body of energy. Now, swing it to the other side. You go more to the alkaline side, which is above 7.2. And then your body can lean towards, first of all, cancer can't live in an alkaline environment, so that's a good thing. However, if you go too alkaline, then it can cause your body to create issues such as arthritis or constipation, things of that nature. So you don't want to swing too far one way or the other. Now, nausea typically happens when your body gets real acidic. So if it gets down, say, around 5.0 or 5.5, then you can have an issue with the body being a little bit too acidic, and you just have to change some of the ways that you're eating, and it will change the pH scale. But really, we can't figure that out until you get the little piece of paper and go in and do that little test. So that's what I recommend you do. In the meantime, there's a tincture called ginger, and ginger root is, you know, just, it is what it is. It's ginger root. So, but you can actually get the tincture, or you can get ginger tea and drink that, take several servings a day, and that's been showing to increase or get rid of nausea. Very, very potent at doing that. And, you know, if you've noticed, even with sodas, they're putting natural ginger, they're calling it, and ginger ale and things of that nature. You'll see the advertisements for that. But natural ginger is incredible for relieving nausea. Now, that's just going to help with the symptom. That's not going to get to the root of the issue. The root of the issue, usually when you have generalized nausea like that, can be a pH issue where you're too acidic. Now, one thing I want to ask you, David, is do you still have your gallbladder, or has it been taken out?
Oh, it's been taken out.
Okay. So that could be another issue, and that's why I was curious. A lot of times generalized nausea can come from either a gallbladder issue, or if you've had it removed, it can come from that as well. One other thing you'll want to consider are what are called bile salts. And when you had your gallbladder removed, what the gallbladder did was it stored bile in the body, and the bile would be released from the gallbladder, and it would break down your fats that you would eat. Well, now you don't have that little storage tank to be able to do that. That's what the gallbladder did. So it's good to take bile salts, and bile salts will actually come in, and they will actually emulsify the fat. And if there's nausea related to the inability to break down the fats, that will be the culprit. So I would look into doing that too. See how your body responds. Let me know how things are going. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi, Betty.
This is Betty from Market City, Louisiana calling.
Well, hi, Betty from Louisiana. How can I help, hon?
I had went to the doctor about 3 weeks ago, and I thought I had a yeast infection. But about a week and a half after, they called the pharmacy and told them that I had some medicine over there to pick up, and I had a kidney infection. And I'm now still taking, I'm almost out of the medicine they gave me. But it didn't seem to be doing me any good, because in the bottom of my stomach feels so heavy, and it's hurting me real bad when I get up, when I stand up. It feels so bad that my bottom of my stomach is falling.
Now, so you've been to the doctors, you thought it was a yeast infection, they told you it was a kidney infection.
Yes.
Okay. And now, when you stand up, or typically through the day, then you feel like your insides are kind of dropping?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have they checked your bladder, or have they checked your uterus to
no,
make sure everything's okay?
No, they haven't checked.
Okay.
They haven't checked it. They've done that blood test, and he called me some medicine.
Okay. I would go back and have go to another doctor, or go to your primary or your family doctor and tell them what the things you're experiencing. Have them do some tests, because a lot of times they can check and see the symptoms that you're giving me sometimes can mimic either the uterus begin to dropping inside of the pelvic cavity, or the bladder itself beginning to drop. So that is a possibility. I would have them go check that out and see how things are going. Now, another thing you can do is have them look into that. If the blood tests are clear, then there could be just some issues with the abdominal muscles and things of that nature. Get that figured out and get checked out. See what they say. And call me back here on the show, and we'll walk right through it together. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Email came in. So John from Cleveland, Ohio says, just got my blood work back, and I have low testosterone. It's running about 150. I'm only 35 years young. What can I do to boost those levels? Well, with blood work that low with testosterone, your numbers should be between 450 and 550. You want to take plenty of ionic silver, 100 milligrams a day. Make sure you keep your fat levels up to about at least 30% of your overall diet, because your fat levels are going to determine how much testosterone is made in the body. But the zinc is a big one. Also, tribulus terrestris and maca root, both of those are phenomenal in keeping your testosterone level high. Do some resistance style training, weight training, 3 days a week, 30 minutes a day. Studies have shown that will improve testosterone as well. You're listening to On Call. Remember, you don't have to be your genetics.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Marianne. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Earlier in the program, you mentioned a cleanse that involved a cayenne pepper, and I was wondering if that could be helpful in avoiding outbreaks of shingles.
Of shingles. Now, is this something you've dealt with frequently, or is this something that just comes every now and then?
just used to be just every now and then, but it's been more frequent lately.
Okay. What caused it? You have some pretty hard stress, because stress is the biggest cause for shingles, so you must have a lot going on.
Well, yes.
But, do you? I mean, have you had a lot of stress happen in the last 6 months or so?
Well, kind of job-wise and so forth, yes. And
is it just you? Is it just you, or are you married?
Just me.
Taking care of kids?
Just me.
Just you, okay.
Yes.
That can be stressful within itself. And I understand that. So remember that health is a triangle, and you have to look at it three different ways: mental, chemical, and structural. That's what we talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health. And that's what natural medicine looks at. That looks at the whole person. So, you know, rather than just taking a cleanse for shingles, let's look at why you're getting stressed out and focus on that, because that's what's really going to get your body well. We don't want you to even have the virus in the body to deal with it all anyway, or have it erupt and show itself. So you're stressed out a lot with work, as far as not being able to provide, make the kind of money that you're looking for. Is that it?
Well,
or the job itself.
Just the where I'm working, they're kind of on the edge of maybe closing or whatever. So if that happens, then I'll be without a job, and you know, and then some family issues too that have to deal with. So I guess between the two, it's been kind of been stressful.
So your security blanket is pending, meaning your job to take care of you, and then, of course, your family, which is your other anchor. Things are not so great there either.
Right.
So you kind of feel like you might be on an island out all by yourself.
Right. Yeah. And I'm an only child.
See, so.
So I should be used to it.
Right. But it's still scary, nonetheless.
Right.
And
right.
And just so you know, it's harder for females to go through that than males. Males tend to be providers by nature, so they just figure it out. Women, and you're just as smart and just as capable. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just that women tend to be, they have more of a nurturing personality. That's your strength. And you can do anything, but that's your core nature. That's what tends to be. So that's why it can be a lot stressful for anybody to lose a job potentially. But that's why it can be more stressful for females. It's just genetically. That's how we're wired anyway. So let's talk about how to correct it. And let's talk about how to, you know, create some options for yourself. The first thing is don't panic. And don't let yourself panic. Okay? Because at the end of the day, God's in control of everything. You have to understand that and know that. Okay?
Yes.
Now, the other thing, too, is when you're managing stress, it's important to have activities that you're involved with, such as exercise. Maybe it's walking or jogging. Do you ride a bike? Do you have anything that you do exercise-wise?
I do all kinds of exercise every day.
Oh, that's good.
I teach aquasize at the place I work.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I teach 6 classes a week.
Oh, that's great.
But I haven't been able to do that lately because things are not coming along too well there.
That's okay. Shut down the pool. But they will turn around. Just know that. They will turn around. All right, now shingles. So managing stress is going to be your first thing. That, hands down, is the most important thing. Now, there is a neurotransmitter, that's a brain chemical, that can get low when you're dealing with a lot of stress like you are. And it's called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is one of our main brain chemicals. And when it gets low, your body, you can't remember things as well. Your memory drops.
Right.
Your motivation in life drops.
I've experienced that.
Okay. Yes. So that's what happens. Now, let me tell you some things that are very helpful to bring up your acetylcholine levels. You can take what's called phosphatidylcholine, which is basically lecithin, and you can pick these up at a health food store. That's very, very easy to find and take. You want to take these before bed, because that's when your acetylcholine levels will help regenerate, is while you're sleeping. There's also a substance called galantamine. Now, galantamine is actually considered a drug in most countries except the United States, but it's not. It's completely natural, and it's unbelievable. Probably one of the top things for raising your acetylcholine levels. That and huperzine, H-U-P-E-R-Z-I-N-E, that is also, it's called an alkaloid, but it's incredible for bringing up your acetylcholine levels. And eggs. I mean, eating 2 eggs every single day for you will be great. Eggs contain all kinds of components in them, such as lecithin and choline, that bring up your acetylcholine levels. And it's great protein, it's great fats, and it's just good for your overall health. So, and it'll lower your cholesterol, one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. That'll bring up your acetylcholine levels as you walk through this process. Now, herpes zoster or shingles, which is what you're starting to see outbreaks with, can be very painful. and it's triggered by stress. So managing the stress, not worrying, not letting that drive you is going to be one of the keys. And then also taking the components that I gave you and listed out will be helpful to support your body. Then also, when you're dealing with herpes zoster, one of the two things you want to do, you want to avoid chocolate and almonds, because both of those can stimulate an amino acid called L-arginine, which can trigger a virus. It can make a virus worse. That will keep it down. So you want to avoid chocolate and almonds because they contain L-arginine. You want to take L-lysine, which will bring down your levels of anything that could trigger that herpes zoster virus or shingles. Okay, get started with that. Let me know how things are going. It's great talking to you, and you will do well. Don't worry about the job situation. Worry is not going to get you anywhere, and it's going to keep you from being productive day in and day out. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to Donna. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Dr. Asa?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I've been having a problem for the last 5 years. I had chemotherapy in 2004, and ever since my chemo treatment, I had breast cancer. I'm doing well now. I have had problems with vaginal problems, Bartle glands. My Bartle glands have been very sore, and basically my doctor has put me on, my gynecologist put me on amitriptyline, and he suggested, I guess he does this Q-tip test that determines what glands are the problem, and he has found it's the Bartle's glands. And basically, he said, I have a couple of options. He gave me amitriptyline, which is apparently a nerve numbing kind of thing, and it helps some, but sex is very painful for my husband and I. And he sent me to a pain clinic, and the pain clinic physician put me on Neurontin, and he would like to do either a pudendal nerve block by doing injections in my rear end or in my vaginal area. And I went to a nutritionist at one point, and he had given me information about changing my diet, and it was very radical, and I went to Ithaca to speak to someone about it. But I really don't know what to do, and I feel very much alone. I had a hysterectomy, and I don't know what to do.
When you went to Ithaca to have someone to talk to, what did they suggest?
He had suggested, oh my God, radical things like no dairy, no gluten. He had done this kind of testing where he would put these little vials on
sure.
my body.
I understand.
And make
a lot of acupuncture
push down
testing.
With my hands. Mm-hmm. I went to another person with acupressure, and I would really like to know what I can do to make the problem better instead of just medicating it or getting nerve blocks or removing these glands. I mean, if I knew that this was going to make a difference, I guess I would do it, but I mean, sex is like almost non-existent. It gets to the point where it's like, okay, I gear myself up for it if my husband is in a way that he can't handle anymore, and,
right.
and then we wait for another long time.
I understand.
Right.
So it's just made life really tough.
Yes, it has.
And I'm sorry you're going through that. I really am. I know it's a tough thing. Mm-hmm. I've seen patients with that, and I know. I've seen the women's faces and the husbands. So just know you're not alone. That's the first thing. You're not by yourself in this whole thing. All right? There are ways to get well. Body can
okay.
get sick. If the body can get sick, it can get well. You have to understand that, and that's okay. You know, just we'll walk through it and figure things out. Now the Bartle glands, there are some issues with that, and I understand why they're going through wanting to do the nerve block and that sort of thing. I would have someone look at it, though, that can see if the nerves going into that area are being affected. And either a chiropractic physician, which is a DC, or an osteopathic physician, which is a DO, both of those can look at it from a structural perspective and figure out if there's an issue with that. Now, vaginal issues, I would have some blood work done to make sure that your estrogen levels are where they need to be. That's going to be one thing. But I have to tell you something that you're not going to want to hear. The gluten-free diet that whoever you saw recommended and that was so radical, that's what you're going to need to do. There was a lot of wisdom in whoever told you that. Get my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet. It will pull you off of all gluten, but it won't leave you starving. Plenty of foods that you can follow. But the reason being is gluten is a protein that triggers a lot of these symptoms, and I think you're going to see great results from that. Let me know how things go. You're listening to On Call.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi. Hey, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hours, we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Right now, we're going to go to Lori. Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I love your program. I listen to it every night.
Thank you.
And I didn't think I'd be calling so soon for advice.
Okay. That's all right. That's what we're here for.
3 weeks ago, on a Saturday morning, I woke up and it felt like my right hand and arm was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on and persisted throughout the day, and I told my husband there's something else wrong. It was extremely weak. I couldn't lift my wrist. I couldn't move my fingers. And long story short, I went to the hospital the next day, and after spending 12 hours there and having an MRI done on my brain and my cervical area, they told me that I had radial neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, I had laid on my hand or my arm in just a way that it cut off the blood supply
right to
my arm and damaged the radial artery, the radial nerve.
Mm-hmm.
What I am waiting on now is to have a test done that is supposed to determine the amount of damage that has been done to my arm. The neurologist was kind of vague. Everything that I've read regarding this says it can take days, weeks, months, even up to a year to regain the use of this. And I just feel like I'm kind of in limbo right now. It's my right hand and my right arm,
okay,
which I'm right-handed. So this has really...
How bad is it?
It's bad. I mean, the whole outside from the shoulder down is numb. Then it comes across my hand. That's numb. And my thumb and my index finger are numb. I cannot lift my wrist. I can barely wiggle my fingers. I don't have hardly any strength in this hand.
You've been to the neurologist, and that's it? Is that the only place you went?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what I'm going to suggest you do. Okay, because dealing with that, and you're telling me this, let me get this right. You went to sleep, you were sleeping one night,
mm-hmm,
and you woke up and freaked out because all this was going on. You couldn't feel really your arm, your hand, it was numb. And
right.
And then here you are. And it didn't go right. away. It's almost like your arm goes to sleep, and you know if you wake up and kind of shake it out a little bit and wait, it'll wake back up, but yours never woke back up.
That's what I thought, except it was extremely weak. You know, different than the kind of the hand falls asleep and the fingers kind of tingle a little
sure.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
This was nothing like that. This was that multiplied by 100.
Okay.
And, you know, I just don't know what to – I'm very frustrated because –
Well, I would be, too.
My shoulder's killing me. My right shoulder's killing me because I'm having to use the whole arm as a unit. And my left arm's killing me because I'm overusing it to compensate for the right.
All right, here's the deal. This is what you should do, okay? I would encourage you to go see, literally, a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, which is a DO. Either one of those physicians will be very helpful. What probably needs to happen is the cervical bones in the lower part of your neck, the nerve originate that goes down through your arm into your hand, originates from the base of your neck. If there is any type of misalignment back there that could be causing a restriction into the nerve, it's something that would need to be worked on manually. There's a bunch of different techniques, different instruments and things. Nothing would hurt, but I would go see one of those physicians that could work on that. And it might take several treatments to get it back where it needs to be, but I would go sooner than later because you don't want to let any type of nerve-related issue just kind of sit and just leave it like it is. You definitely don't want to do that. That's where I would go, but don't worry and don't panic. Because that's not going to help at all. Think about this, okay? You didn't have major damage. You weren't in a car accident or anything like that that could have torn anything or severely damaged anything. You slept on it wrong. So you probably got some misalignments that are causing that. I would go see one of those physicians. Let them take a look at it. Do their normal standard treatments on it. Let the neurologist know that you're doing that. Go for that and then see how things go. You can always call me back here. I'll be here to walk you through it any way that I can, but just know that if your body can switch that quickly and have a radial neuropathy of any kind, then it can also go back the other way. You just have to find the right kind of doctor that's looking for the right kinds of things to correct that. It was a smart move to go to your neurologist. I think you need to get someone else on board as well to look at the structural component, meaning the bones and the muscles and the nerves, to make sure there's no imbalances back there that could be causing the main issue of what you're dealing with, okay? Thanks so much. Let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I think earlier when a caller was talking about thyroid problems.
Sure.
I have hypothyroidism, and I did not realize the Armour Thyroid had been taken off the market.
I know it.
I was calling to see what you recommend in place of that.
Well, you're going to have to go probably with Synthroid or Levothyroxine, either one of those. The big thing you want to do right now, and we're still looking into it, but you want to make sure you're supporting the thyroid. L-tyrosine is an amino acid that's important. You also want to do 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil per day because it supports the thyroid, and also iodine. The iodine will need to be taken in the afternoon. About 150 micrograms a day is really, really good. You can go up to 450 micrograms a day for a female. I hope that helps. Phone lines are open. You can always give us a call, 888-283-7272. Puts another hour in the charts. Let's thank our producers in the booth. Forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift, and realize your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely. completely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.